Yeah.
And I'm wondering if we, going forward, we can.
Workforce Development Committee on Tuesday, June 6, 2017, and we have even less time than we had hoped. But the basic idea is just kind of touch bases, see what ideas that you have for going forward. Laura's going to furiously write down your ideas. And I would ask, given we're so short on time, if you could just kind of tell us, if you have an idea, and just tell us maybe enough that we could capture the concept. But how can I say this courteously? Please don't tell us everything you know about the subject, because we just won't get through. I'd like to just capture ideas. And we will be talking to each other again going forward.
So. Why don't you just say Dallas next time? It'll be so detailed.
I thought we'd go ahead and just start with give everybody a chance to either throw out a couple of ideas, and then we can open it up to a broader discussion. But I don't know which end we want to start at, or maybe we have a volunteer first. Anybody just
volunteers.
Start with that at the far end. Rep Reschke, do you have anything you want to share?
Just about
education,
higher ed,
workforce. Wait a minute, did I mess up? Oh, okay. Laura's pointing, and usually that means I'm missing something I'm supposed to say is important. But this is to help provide input for the agenda going forward for Ledge Days, and then perhaps preparing us for next the short session. So, you know, in all seriousness,
sure,
we do have work here to do.
I guess my biggest concern is we were trying to find ways to make college affordable, and I'd like to look at the cost side of what the cost drivers are, and really, I know Rep. Wisnett mentioned a few of those in, I think it was a week ago, in one of our sessions, and I'd like to see if we could maybe explore those and get to the bottom and see if we can help from that angle, so that universities don't have to continue to be raising rates 10-12% every other year.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Rep. Wynum?
So we had an education town hall at PCC a week ago, and there was a question about returning students and what we could do to support them. I don't have any particular policy ideas. I think that we could explore the resources that returning students needed. So they tended to be, what I understood was that they were older students retraining or training for the first time at the community colleges, and perhaps had different needs than, say, a 21-year-old.
Interesting.
So.
And was it somebody that they think had attended there before specifically, do you think, or just?
She was an older student that just asked what we could do to help them.
Hmm. Interesting. Rep. Johnson, any?
Scribbling feverishly. To follow up on my colleague's comments here, we're finding, I think we heard data in our presentations regarding Oregon Promise students, that where we're able to put wraparound services around students, they're performing exceedingly above the norm. Most of our need-based grant comes through the Oregon Opportunity Grant, which is basically just a $2,000 grant to students for whatever, but it doesn't come with support services necessarily. I'm wondering what could be done potentially at the university level if all need-based grant students are also enfolded into some sort of IEE support scheduling, mentoring type programs, if the state might get a better return on investment as we talk about that need-based aid. So,
a really interesting idea.
That would be one. Data. We've heard from our workforce development folks that there's multiple data systems that don't communicate. And anybody that enters our workforce system at any level, it seems like they have to replicate and share their story and all their information all over again, because there just isn't continuity out there. It seems to me that that should be a prime area to delve into and figure out whether it's legislation or what it takes to make that work better. So that would be another key, which would dovetail with your ideas on workforce as well, Mr. Chair, I think.
And part of that, the Employment Office is working on their management information system. They've got a big proposal. It's going to take years to implement it. But they do have that plan in process, assuming it gets through the budget cycle.
You know, data is not something we have a really good track record on in this state.
That came
There's
up.
There's got to be third-party solutions that could be imported that could be utilized, I think, rather than trying to reinvent the wheel. But, and the last thing I would just say, I think we've done some great work on credit transfer at the post-secondary level. I think the next challenge, I think, is to look down into the K-12 world and talk about the transitions from K-12 into higher ed, but specifically as you talk about course selection, AP, IB, all of that, and make sure that, again, if we get a Measure 98 that's funded anywhere close to its potential, there will be much more credit being generated, and we just need to make sure that that credit is aligned with stuff at the next level, again, to make sure that we're not wasting time and credits, giving away credit for credit's sake. So that's the next big lift, I think. Not a February bill, but it's something we need to be making progress on.
Yeah. Sounds good. Rep. Alonzo Lannon.
I have a lot of ideas that I mentioned in our meeting, but I'll mention a couple of them that I think as a committee we should be thinking about. We know that universities have a higher retention rate and graduation rate than community colleges do. I'd love for us to think about the retention efforts in the community colleges that lead to graduation and completion, and then looking at what do universities also do in respect to retention and completion. I think it's important to understand the what factors play into getting students graduated. And also, we obviously heard a presentation on the national GED program and in our state of Oregon GED program. There's some areas that I think we could be thinking about as per GED testing service. I mentioned that, you know, the highest level of the students who score at the highest level can earn credit. I'd like to think about that. There are some community colleges that already adopted that policy, but looking how can we go statewide if that's a possibility. And no understanding that there's three tests in the nation that are similar to GED, GEDs meaning the most well-known. We haven't talked about as a state whether our institutions accept the other two alternative tests. So those are things that I'm thinking about could potentially be policy areas. And I agree with Rep. Johnson around data tracking. I think that we need to provide some more guidance to our education system around what data-specific information do we want to know. I think that that's important so we know if our systems can actually handle all those questions, if the system is functional. So we can talk about that some more in detail.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Rep. Wisner?
Did Laura bring all mine? I'll go through. Here's my list. The Oregon needs to become a
is
member
on
of the
all
what?
This?
Are you paying attention? Oregon needs to become a member of the Western Governors University.
Yep.
Okay.
We need to have the universities discuss, come in, talk about what's preventing graduation in 4 years, not 6 years. We need to look at low-hanging fruit, going after those people that dropped out after 3 years, and the university's working with them and trying to get them a degree. We need to look at four-year schools issuing AA degrees. Look at getting information from private schools in the University of Maryland, thinking about George Fox and Mary Hurst and how they give so much credit for real-life experiences and why our state schools cannot do that. And extend HEC policy about right now, four-year universities, state funding is based upon graduation rates. and we have not implemented that for community colleges, so we need to discuss, can we do it, and how could we do it, and when should we do it? So, but that's, did I hit all of them?
You can keep that. Real quick.
Two things. One is the continued push for the electronic textbooks, open educational resources, mm-hmm. And probably anything related to non-tuition-based costs, other costs that students have besides tuition that gets at them like textbooks. So anything we can do in that area. And the other one, it's actually something kind of like Representative Johnson pointed to, except maybe a slightly different take. The Oregon Opportunity Grant is one major form of financial aid, and now Oregon Promise is another. But I do want to understand over time, has that shifted sector utilization around, for example? So at one time, the Oregon Opportunity Grant, if you just had it with an open application period, the community colleges would get hardly anything because people typically applied much earlier for four-year schools than they did for two-year schools. So at the time, the Opportunity Grant, this is going back 10 years when I was on the Opportunity Grants governing board, we would have to hold back money, sure. or else community colleges would end up with hardly anything. So we would hold back money until like August. And so the cutoff date, for example, for a person going to a four-year state school would be March, but for a community college it would be August, and that was the only way to keep balance between the sectors. So what I don't know is now that we aren't using the same methodology for just one program, we have Oregon Promise as a form of financial aid, we still have the Opportunity Grant, yeah. what's the utilization of overall financial aid by sector, public, private, four-year versus two-year?
Mm-hmm. Good. We have data.
And you just need more data on that, or
yeah. I would like to know if it's shifted a lot.
Yeah.
And if it is that okay? Are we consciously doing that on purpose? Are we trying to move people to one sector or the other? Before it was sort of agnostic on sector. That was the goal of the Opportunity Grant. But
okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, given my complete lack of college background, I'm like the least qualified person.
I have one of yours.
What? You have one of my what?
You're going to look at licensing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
In a broader way.
Awesome. Well, that's kind of what I was going to hit on. I didn't go to college, so it's difficult for me to really think deeply about how do I make it better when I know nothing about it. The frustration for me has been in... I'm pretty vocal about it, so I'm sure this isn't a shock to any of you. The way the legislation... Can I speak freely, just the thoughts that are in my head about this stuff?
We're here.
So I know the committee's called Higher Education.
You are being recorded, however. But.
Okay. I know the committee's called Higher Education, but I really focus on the workforce development mm-hmm. side of things. Mm-hmm. And, like, for me, you know, what is the workforce? I mean, the simple definition is basically it's available people that are actively working in... the economy, whether they're self-employed, employed by someone else, what have you. And it feels like in this state currently, there's a real disconnect between the, and I know I'm making a general statement here, so please don't be offended. It's not directed at any individual here. It's a culture. I feel like as a blue-collar individual, when I came up to Salem, I was really hit hard with the disconnect that is very much real, in my opinion, between a district like mine that is just a bunch of high school graduates or high school dropouts trying to figure out how they're going to survive in an economy where their natural resources have been stolen away from them. We don't want to go to college, a lot of us. I didn't want to go to college. I go to college football games, and that's about it. I've done very well for myself, and it wasn't because I did or didn't go to college. It's because I'm a free-thinking individual that refuses to be told this is how something has to be. I'm going to go out and figure out how to make something better than what people accept it to be right now. That's why I'm successful in anything I put my mind to. In large part, the way I've seen the whole college scene, it's very restrictive on thought. Some ways it might promote good new stuff, but for me it's been really difficult to deal with the culture that says if you don't have a college education or you don't have a completed high school education, you just really aren't up to snuff. In this state, you really just shouldn't even have an opportunity to even go out and earn a living for yourself. You shouldn't even have the right to let the customer choose or not choose you. Okay. That's discrimination of the worst kind.
And the Senate, just to be completely blunt, was massively guilty of that discrimination this year. I'm not just about landscaping. Landscaping is just the focus industry of the one bill that I had. There's a bigger issue here. We need to get off of this hierarchy situation we have here where, like I just said, we're basically choosing the destinies for people whether they like it or not. I don't advocate for, you know, the Wild West when it comes to brain surgery. That's not what I'm talking about here. But there's so many things, there's so many industries that the state is involved in regulating that I feel like we've just choked off innovation.
So,
and so I'd like to see this committee, you know, go down into the high school level a little bit at some point in future sessions. The low-hanging fruit that the representative mentioned, to me, that's the high school students that are not being developed properly, whether that's to go into the workforce directly out of high school or pick them up and have them prepared when they drop out of high school to actually still go on to be successful people, like my cousin, who's a successful general contractor who makes million-dollar homes and created eighth grade, and that's it.
Let's give Janelle.
Or Janine, not Janelle.
Yeah. So anyways,
give Rep. Trollman.
If I may finish, if I may finish real quick. I really thank you for the tremendous job you've done this session. As a chair, you're one of the best guys in the building, in my opinion.
Thank you.
And I mean that.
Thank you.
So appreciate you're a genuine good person, and I really appreciate that about you as my chair this year.
Appreciate it. I think we've all worked really well together.
Thank you, Chair, for this opportunity. I would just like to concur a lot with what Dallas had said. I really feel like so much what we talk about, I think Rep. Johnson touched on it as well, is, you know, we provide and look at opportunities for these wraparound services for our students and looking to help them to make sure that they continue their education or look to help them, you know, finish their degree. So much of what I think we feel like we need to look back a little bit, and I really feel like some of this can be addressed in the high school side of it, and making sure that we're helping them with their pathways and helping them develop those skill sets that they need to kind of, and those desires of where they want to go. And I am not necessarily one that says that pathway should be first and foremost college. I think that we have a lot of opportunities out there. So I would just like us to, and I think a little bit of it when I think about where I went with Colorado with the work, Western Pathways, is I think we need to do a better job of bridging that high school to post-secondary time. I also think that we need to look at, when you talk about workforce development, we need to look at more of the skills credentials part of, rather than a focus on degrees. And I think that industry needs is huge for our workforce development. We heard that quite a bit, and we hear it no matter what area you're in, whether you're in your area or in a rural area. We need to look at having those partnerships and those connections with business and with post-secondary. But I want to just emphasize that post-secondary to me is not just about higher education. We're talking about trades and military and all sorts of connections there. Also, I do concur about the data tracking. There are a lot of states that are already doing this and looking at how they're tracking folks, tracking the information. And I think we could kind of, instead of like reinventing the wheel, look at how those other states, and I think we got examples of that when we were in Colorado. I just would really want to just say, like, possibly in the interim, I would like to see the possibility of having some sort of work group, maybe with education that focuses on K-12 and us, or something to talk about how, because I hear it a lot here, how do we have a seamless transition for folks? And so I think that seamless transition can't be done in a siloed type effect, and we're addressing it here. I think we do need to bring in and see them as part of the conversation. And I have just, like, thoroughly enjoyed this committee very much.
and appreciate your leadership and as well as the vice chairs and the diverse conversation that we have. So,
well, I think we've done a phenomenal job. I don't know if anybody else out there knows it, but I wish we could just stay here and keep talking about this stuff and for a long time, but we've got like 4 minutes. Dallas, really resonated with what you said because the first thing I wrote down on my broader question was college for all. Is that the right question? And that seems to be where we often start when we think about education. And so I want to be thinking about that a little bit. And then coincidentally, I just was reading my Time magazine last night, and I made copies of this, A Case for Community College. I'd like to spend some more time. Maybe that's an area that we focus on. You know, I think we focused on workforce a lot this time, but really kind of spend more time thinking about community colleges. And this article is about a school, LA something or other, Lake County Technical Institute in North or South Dakota, one of those Dakotas. And they're doing phenomenal. They presented back there in Denver, but it raised some questions. Are they two-year schools at the community colleges? Are they college prep? You know, really, what is their mission? And so I want to throw out an idea, sort of a idea slash challenge, and see what you thought. But if you're interested in community colleges, could we, and you don't have to answer this right now, could we agree that each of us would try to get out and before next fall visit at least 2 community colleges, and I would say one near you and one further away, whatever that distance might be.
Sir. I'll take Hawaii.
In Oregon.
In Oregon. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I like the way you think.
Now that would be pretty easy for some of you.
To visit.
Can I move my seat? Can you move my seat?
I make you look smart. Come on, you should want to.
I make you look smart.
But
these two.
Think
miles.
About that. Maybe we could talk about that at some future engagement we have together. But
yeah. I like it.
I do. Good idea.
And then we kind of report back what we learned.
Gene's from a rough neighborhood. I wouldn't mind going to one of his
colleges. I'm looking for an excuse to go to Eastern Oregon. And I believe you can use your office budget for travel like this. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, you're off. Actually, I'm your office budget.
We can use yours.
I'm banking on quoting you.
We're happy to use yours.
I think I said yours.
Oh.
So,
you rent us a bus, we could all go together.
That's right.
Well, we could.
We could.
Up off in Hood River anyway. We'll fill you.
Road trip?
Bus?
We'd never get through Hood River. They have a college over there, too, don't they?
Put some growlers on your way.
Now, what does that say, that we are all willing to pile in a bus together after this committee?
There's no we in that proposition.
Yeah.
I'm sure. No.
Yeah.
No, we.
Are you going to be the driver?
Anyway. We'll save the long speeches, but I felt like I've grown a lot as a result of working with all of you and learned a lot. Appreciate your patience with me and my inability to conduct meetings.
We got Laura.
And thanks for Laura that we all survived. She's the real reason all this went well. You know that, don't you?
Oh yeah.
So anyway, awesome. Do I need to? Are we done?
Great job.
Could I throw one more brief one out?
Yeah.
It just popped up. I do think we're going to be approached with a request to do some changes around the tuition approval process that the HEC is involved in. You remember what happened a couple weeks ago. And it's part of the HEC growing pains, but we need to figure out a different methodology there for that.
Okay.
So I'll just throw it out.
Okay. I want to capture one more idea real quick. Housing, student housing. Students who, I've read somewhere recently, students who are in school for spend time in a college-provided housing for the first year or two actually have a greatly improved rate of completion. And they have land available a lot of times on college campuses, and housing is not very affordable. So
disagree with the chair.
We could open housing in Sun River.
You already got a stripe,
Anyway,
we'll bust him in from
Since we're adding last-minute thoughts, I'd like to add one last-minute thought that I think it's really important. That's increasing our
relationships with the, with business and industry in general. I think that
absolutely.
If we're going to continue to prepare our students, we want to make sure that there's direct relationship and correlation with the business and industry in Oregon and the different areas of the state.
That's a great thought. And I want to forget, Laura is potentially available for research and is looking for topics. So.
And she graduates next week.
Master's degree.
All right.
Wow. Pepper? Just a clarification, Mr. Chair. Any of the negative stuff I was talking about when I was ranting, it's not directed at anybody.
I didn't hear
else,
any negative.
No. Well, you're fine.
Every member of this committee, I've been very pleased to be able to work with, and I respect all of you. I really appreciate all of you. Mm-hmm. And I think this committee really worked hard to fix all the issues.
I think it's mutual respect, and that's why we were successful.
So. Let's hug it out.
Let's hug it out.
Okay, on that happy note, I'm closing this informational hearing. Thank you all.
It's cool.
Okay. Everybody stick around.
Hearing. Thank you all.
It's cool.
Okay. Everybody stick around.